Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What is the difference between gasoline, kerosene, diesel fuel, and so on? The crude oil pumped out of the ground is a black liquid called petroleum. This liquid contains aliphatic hydrocarbons, or hydrocarbons composed of nothing but hydrogen and carbon. The carbon atoms link together in chains of different lengths. It turns out that hydrocarbon molecules of different lengths have different properties and behaviors. For example, a chain with just one carbon atom in it is the lightest chain, known as methane. Methane is a gas so light that it floats like helium. As the chains get longer, they get heavier. The first four chains, methane with one carbon, ethane with two carbons, propane with three carbons, and butane with four carbons, are all gases. The chains in the C5, C6, and C7 range are all very light, easily vaporized, clear liquids called naphthas. They are used as solvents. Dry cleaning fluids can be made from these liquids, as well as paint, solvents, and other quick-drying products. The chains from C7 through C11 are blended together and used for gasoline. All of them vaporize at temperatures below the boiling point of water. That's why if you spill gasoline on the ground, it evaporates very quickly. Next is kerosene in the C12 to C15 range, followed by diesel fuel and heavier fuel oils like heating oil for houses. Next come the lubricating oils. These oils no longer vaporize in any way at normal temperatures. For example, engine oil can run all day at 250 degrees Fahrenheit without vaporizing at all. Oils go from very light, like 3-in-1 oil, through various thicknesses of motor oil, through very thick gear oils, and then semi-solid greases. Petroleum jelly falls in there as well. Chains above the C20 range form solids, starting with paraffin wax, then tar, and finally asphaltic bitumen, which is used to make asphalt roads. All these different substances come from crude oil. The only difference is the length of the carbon chains. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to HowStuffWorks.com.